Upheaval and unrest are becoming the norms in today's news. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The story coming out of one Caribbean country, though, presents an opportunity for prayer. Following that story, we're connecting the church to a common problem in big cities, and that's trash communities. Except this time, we're connecting you to ways you can respond in Christ. We'll get started, though, with an observation. In all of the headlines on global events, you'll see coverage on the U.S. impeachment proceedings, protests in Latin America and the Middle East, but very little on the situation in Haiti. Why is that? Haiti seems to be in perpetual upheaval, and the riots reveal a broken system. However, for Haiti with Love's Eva DeHart observes,
somebody is paying them to riot, and they're making money. Desperate people do desperate things. The Haitian viewpoint seems to be that it looks like the opposition just isn't running out of money.
The real problems, unemployment, corruption, inflation, and lack of fuel or supplies.
Lack of fuel means that the trucks can't move around and food isn't being distributed. Stores don't have food. We're fast reaching major starvation levels for these people.
For Haiti with Love is trying to ship supplies in for a Christmas Day party, which is one of their community gospel outreach programs. In the meantime, would you join Eva in some extreme praying?
It's never been an easy country to work in for God, but He doesn't promise us an easy path. We want to do our best for those who need us, and we want the people with the disagreements just to go home and let things get back to normal so we can do the Lord's work.
Next, more and more American groups are squaring off around the abortion debate. Democratic presidential candidates unanimously advocated on the debate stage for unrestricted abortions. A Catholic priest denied communion to former Vice President Joe Biden for his pro-abortion stance. And the National Abortion Federation recently tapped an Episcopal priest as their new president and CEO. Eric Verstraet with Life Matters Worldwide says he still runs into pastors and Christians who are hesitant to join the pro-life conversation.
Because they say, well, it's political, and we don't want to mix politics and religion. Abortion is not a political issue. It is a moral and spiritual issue. Those babies in the womb are a part of the human race. They deserve all the rights that we outside of the womb have. And frankly, the church and the religious community, we need to step into that conversation because for so long, the church has been silent.
Crisis pregnancies offer a chance for the church to be the hands of Jesus.
The stories that come out when churches actually step up are phenomenal because the culture around the church surrounds these women. We love you. You are not a mistake. Your baby's not a mistake.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And Koshe is a community built around a city dump near Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. Families and individuals live off the nearby trash. At the cost of their education, kids are often sent to scavenge through garbage. Toy Mears with Teach Beyond says the ministry is working to patch education gaps and lift kids out of poverty.
Open Schools, which is a program, it's not a school, but it's a program that is designed for children who have never been to school or have had very little schooling. And it gives them the beginning skills so that when they can hopefully finish the open school program in a year, they can then enter the public school system and not be leaps behind.
During the program, Teach Beyond also teaches students about Jesus. And for some kids, this is the first time they hear about God. Would you consider coming alongside Teach Beyond's work?
We also are collecting a lot of teaching supplies, and not just even paper, pencil type things. In the afternoons, we do games and educational games and just games and coloring and arts and just different things that they have never experienced.
Pray for wisdom and discernment for the Teach Beyond team in navigating tensions and complications. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slava Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Dynica, SGA's founder. It's a resource aimed at making your prayer life more vibrant. Get your free copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.